Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all this blessed morning on Monday. Some of you listening to other parts of the world may be Tuesday morning or Tuesday evening, but no matter what part of the day it is, it's Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ, the Lies and Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Ireland. Welcome Spain, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any question about the message, I will do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer it for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes out of respect of the time of the broadcast. And if you want any information on how to obtain a copy of the messages that the Lord Jesus have sent, I will get that over to you. Once again, I do understand that some of you may have prayer requests or questions that you don't like to ask over the air. Contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. Amen. So as we get ready to go into the message today, if you would, those of you don't mind, join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we humble ourselves again this day, and we come before you to acknowledge that you are the all-wise God. Dear Lord, we ask that you would touch us this day. Touch us and let your word of truth go forth to every ear that is tuned into this broadcast. I pray, Lord God, that you would direct me by your spirit and that your spirit will put into my heart the words to say. So, Father, I praise you, I glorify you, and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you that's listening on this blessed morning. This is a 45-minute broadcast. And today, I want to go into something that happened Saturday. The title of this message today is the Buffalo shooting. And what I want to do is I want to read to you from an article first and then come back to you with the Word of God today. And this situation, this thing happened this past Saturday. I know for most of you that, you know, was looking at the news, you know about it. I want to read from an article. This come out of what is called the Buffalo News. This happened in Buffalo Saturday. And it's titled, Buffalo's Worst Mass Shooting Takes 10 Lives, Leaves 3 Wounded. Attack Called a Racially Motivated Hate Crime. Okay. The article says, 10 people were gunned down at Buffalo supermarket Saturday in a horrifying mass shooting that officials were quick to label as pure evil and racially motivated. The shooting stunned a community basket in warm May afternoon, with shoppers filling the tops in a predominantly black neighborhood at 1275 Jefferson Avenue. It's the weekend, so it was packed. Chanel Harris, an operation manager working at the tops during the shooting, told the Buffalo News. Harris said that when she heard gunshots, she ran frantically through the store, falling several times before exiting out the back. She saw the shooter, whom she described as a white man wearing camouflage. He looked like he was in the army, she said. She thought she heard 70 shots. Of the 13 people shot, 11 were black and 2 were white. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Gramaglia said, most of the victims' identities weren't released. As of late Saturday night, however, sources told the news that one of the dead was Aaron Salter, a recently retired Buffalo police officer working as a security guard at the store, while another is Ruth Whitfield, the mother of former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield. The shooting is the worst in Buffalo history. We are hurting. We are seething right now as a community. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said at the news conference following the shooting. Catherine Crofton, a retired firefighter and medic, witnessed the shooting from her porch on Riley Street. She said she was playing with her dog and smoking a cigarette when she heard a shot. I didn't see him at first. I turned around. I saw him shoot this woman, Crofton said. She was just going into the store, and then he shot another woman. She was putting groceries into her car. I got down because I did not know if he was going to shoot me. Four of those shots were store employees. The dead included the security guard who confronted the gunman, Graham McLeo reported. Graham McLeo hailed Salter as a hero. The three injured victims were taken to Erie County Medical Center. A hospital spokesman said one was released and the two others were in stable condition Saturday night. As the shooter exited the Tops Market, Braden Cathart and Shane Hill came almost face-to-face with him as they pulled their car into a parking space in the Tops lot. The shooter looked like he was preparing to kill himself, Cathart said. He was standing there in the military gear with his weapon to his chin, looking like he was going to blow his head off, Cathart said. We weren't sure what was happening. As he continued to do that, he dropped to his knees, still appearing as if he might shoot himself. Cathart said she looked momentarily as police yelled at them to get back in their car. When Cathart looked back, she said it appeared officers had tackled the man. Crofton said the emergency responders arrived too. The guy walked out of the store. The cops were just screaming at him, and he just stood there. He just stood there. It was like he wanted them to shoot him, Crofton said. The shooter began to remove his gear. Crofton continued, when another police car pulled up, officer got out and jumped on him. The accused gunman was arraigned Saturday evening before Buffalo City Court Judge Craig Hanna on a first-degree murder charge. He was identified in court as Peyton Gedron, 18, of Conklin in Broome County near Binghamton. I'm going to stop there. As some of you already know, and probably some of you may be in the form from me reading the article, there was a mass shooting in Buffalo of 13 people. And as you heard, 10 of them died. And I remember Saturday, and I forgot what I was doing when this emergency bulletin came over my laptop. And as I started reading and getting details about it, one of the things that come to me, and I want to read scripture to you from the Word of the Lord. And if you got your Bibles, I ask that you will open your Bibles. We should be able to go to Matthew chapter 15 in our Bibles here. I want to come to you with the Word of God today. And one of the things that come to me from the Word of God, amen, glory to God, I sense the Spirit of the living God. And I want to read scripture from the modern day Word of the Lord, the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he sent by his angel messenger, and then come with the scripture from the Bible, okay? And this is one of the first things that come to me in hearing of this news and reading of this news. First of all, I want to say my heart goes out to the family of those who family members was killed in that shooting. We, yesterday, last night on the broadcast, express our condolences. Our prayers go out to them. In the message titled The 28th Message, the Lord Jesus sent it January the 24th, 1932, through his angel messenger, the Elijah, in agreements with the scriptures from Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, and Matthew chapter 17, verse 10 through 13. And I want to read one of the scriptures of what Jesus sent by his angel messenger. And he says, thus says the Lord your God, Hearken ye nations, and hear ye inhabitants of the earth. Your sins have come up before me. You have rejected my laws and my commandments that I have given you, and instead you have heaped unto yourselves the traditions and commandments of men. Your hearts are filled with selfishness and murder and divers kinds of sins. Satan has filled your heart with doubts and unbelief, and he holds full sway in your hearts. Therefore, the whole earth is in commotion, and the honest in heart must suffer because of the unjust. Now, one of the things he said, especially in this verse here, and I want to go to the Bible, too, on this, is when he said, hearken ye nations and hear ye inhabitants of the earth. Your sins have come up before me. You have rejected my laws and my commandments that I have given you. When you look in Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 1, and I'm going to read verse 1 to verse 9, and the word of God says, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die to death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Now, when the Lord talks about the nations, and especially since I'm in this nation of America, when he said that you have rejected my laws and my commandments that I've given. And we see here in the Bible, Jesus talked to the Pharisees, and he was talking to them concerning, he said, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? In vain you worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. What had come to me concerning this word, when the Lord said that ye have, and when he said to the nations, guess who he including, people? America. America. America has rejected, along with the other nations, have rejected the laws and commandments of God. Okay? And one of those laws and commandments that God has given us, when you look in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it said, train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. The word of God had given us instructions on how to train and dealing with training and raising our kids in line with the word of God. We have rejected that here in America, as well as other nations. And what had come to me on that was, now America and other nations, we're reaping from disobedience concerning raising our children in line with the word of God. People, I'm not here to scare anybody, but I'm here to tell you the truth. We've been seeing it with our young folks, and you're going to see more of it. I hate to say it. You're going to see more of it. We have allowed society with their own traditions, their own teachings, and contrary with the law of God, dictate our homes to a point that we're not teaching our kids about Jesus. We're not schooling them in the Word of God. And like society has been setting forth to say the children are the head in the house. It's everything about what they want to do. And now Satan has planted seeds. You look at these video games. Now, some of you guys who have listened to me do the broadcast on fictosexuality, where I named to you that there were other, what they call sexual attractions that goes under the category of fictosexuality. One was gamosexuality, where people are sexually attracted to the characters on these games, these video games. And I come to find out and understand that they have made video games where you can make up anything in that game. You can rape people, you can kill people. And see, what had happened is that for the longest, we as parents, when these games really start turning and start inputting violence, we didn't pay no attention to it. We just said, oh, Jimmy's being entertained. Long as he's not outside getting in trouble, he's okay. And so Jimmy was playing games where he was cutting folks' head off and blew his shoe, not the bodies, and all this stuff. And what we missed was a seed that was being planted. And see, the Lord told us in the Word of God about raising our children and teaching them his word. We've let society tell us and come up with their own teaching and or doctrines to say, hey, don't take them to church. They don't want to go. Don't take them. They don't want to hear about the Word of God in the house. Don't teach them. Whatever they wants to do, let them do it. We have gotten to a point, people, that when our children is not even developing the mind yet, just because our little boy picks up a dress of a girl's dress, the little boy could be 2 years old. And he start playing with it. All of a sudden, oh, he wants to be a woman. Because we have let society teach us on how to raise our kids. And in their teaching transgresses the commandments of God. America has rejected the commandments of God, and she have been teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. You understand that? Hallelujah. We sing the song at times, God Bless America. I start to wonder what God we talking about. We hollering God Bless America, but at the same time, we telling God, to God, you know what? We don't need your input on how to raise our children. We'll do it ourselves. See, people have been using separation of church and state, really using that to say, God, stay out of our business. We have our own business. Oh, whenever we need you, we'll call you. But other than that, we don't need you. We ain't going to call you. We can do good ourselves. When we fail to understand that the Bible says in Revelation 4, verse 11, that God created all things for his pleasure. So you was not created for your own pleasure. You was created to please God. But what America has done, we have told God, say, hey, but our business. We're going to raise our kids the way we want to raise them. Whatever's pleasing to us now, what society's doing, whatever's pleasing to them. See, we're raising our kids to whatever's pleasing to them. Now, I know some of y'all don't want to hear this because good old America, good old America. But America, once again, have rejected the commandments of God concerning the raising of our children. And now we're reaping and going to reap by these episodes we're seeing. You know why? Because I didn't read to you, which I'm probably going to do a part two on this tomorrow. I didn't read to you that the gunman that they took to jail was 18 years old. This fella's still wet behind the ears, people. He's still wet behind the ears. 18 years old. He ain't fully developed. See, I know that along with society, when society say, okay, if you're 18, you grown. I have to be honest with you, and some of you may disagree with this. when I first heard that going up, I did not, and especially since I got saved, I did not agree with the 18, you're grown, because we ain't even fully developing our minds yet at 18. But America has put it like you are. And so why many of these kids, you know, especially can't wait to walk down the high school aisle when they graduate or turn the age of the number 18, even though many of them now is doing it before 18, acting like they grown. But here, this young fella was nothing but 18 years old. 18 years old, people. Lord, have mercy on us. 18 years old, and he done shot 13 people. Killed 10 of them. Wow. 18 years old. Glory, my Lord. And we're finna see more of this, people. I was sharing with a sister on the broadcast last night. I'm here in Mississippi. The capital is Jackson. Jackson has become so terrible that the majority and the big percentage of the people that's robbing, shooting, stealing in the capital of Mississippi, which is Jackson, is teenagers. When you hear the ages, 15, 16, 19, 18, you be like, say what? And it's amazing here in America, instead of teaching our children right, going in the right direction. For example, I remember when coming up in this nation, we put more money into education. Now, what? Take money from it. And if you look to this day, it's like education really is not important with America like it used to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now with little Jimmy and little Susie in school playing around, got the attitude like they don't want to do nothing, we as parents sit up there and look and say, that's on you. And so they flunk out or drop out or something like that. But then when little Jimmy wants to grab a Glock or an AK and learn how to shoot that, we fine with that. So little Jimmy can't even do cursive writing. He can't add or subtract or multiply or divide. But he can shoot a rifle and an AK better than me and you. Amazing, ain't it? Hallelujah. Because we let them learn what is pleasing to them. Okay? Because we let society tell us that the children rule the house. That's what we've done. We've let society tell us that the kids rule the house. And I'm here to give you this warning, America. You've been seeing it. And I hate to say we're going to see more of it. To you being believers, you better make sure you prayed up before you leave the house. You better make sure that you plead the blood of Jesus over you before you leave the house. Because these young folks, and the thing about with many of these young folks, it ain't like, you know, in my time or even before my time, you had a beef with somebody. Y'all, hey, boy, y'all pulling out the knuckles. Y'all finna scrap. And sometimes in school, whoever you fought, mostly you didn't even have to fight them no more. Y'all fought one time, whether you won or lost. These young folks today, you have a disagreement with them. They quick to run. They ain't all about fighting. They get chicken. They runs to their car and grab the gun. Amen. With some of them, you can't even get into a little slight disagreement. They already ready to grab. You hold on a minute. And like we had the incident up back here a week or two ago in the one of the towns here, about 10 minutes away from where I'm at now. Young fella just walked up to the young fella, said something to him, pow, shot him in the head. Just walked up to him, broad daylight, in front of the stove. Amen. And see what has happened, we still ain't got it in America. How serious this thing has gotten. Our young folks have got out of control, okay? And some of you parents, you can say what you want to. I know that there were certain signs that you could see in your house where little Jimmy or little Susie was acting. But see, you ignore it. Why? Because you wrapped in you. Now, you might get offended with what I said about that. Love you anyhow. Okay? That's the truth. You wrapped in you. Some of you said, I'm trying to work 2 and 3 jobs to supply. Yeah, but wait a minute. You still got a responsibility to your child. Your responsibility to your child is not only you providing money, but it's being there and counseling them in the Lord. Amen. But see, some of you wrapped up and you think the only thing you got to do is give them the car or give them some money. It's more than that, because the car and the money is not going to keep them. The car and the money is not going to teach them. And see, what they're doing, they're going out in the streets and they're learning in the streets. And I'm here to inform you, the streets ain't going to teach them how to love Jesus, okay? I'm sorry. Now, this young fella that did the shooting, they said he just come pull up, camouflage suit, bulletproof vest. You know, one lady said she thought he was in the Army. And from what I understand, he had more than one, what, 2 or 3 rifles or something like that. This young fella, he listen. When you coming with that much firepower, you was coming to kill endless amount of people, okay? That was on your agenda, to kill endless amount of people. This is in the mind of an 18-year-old, people. In the mind of an 18-year-old. We've been seeing past few years the reports of teenagers having their parents killing their parents in the house. When are we going to wake up? Okay, you know, America is going to have to be broken down. You know, sometimes we can get so hard-headed we got to hit the rock bottom before we, quote, come to ourselves like the prodigal son. And many of y'all remember the story of the prodigal son in the Bible. He took the inheritance his father gave him. He wasted it. He went party over here, party over there, till he had nothing else left. He got to get down and eat down with the animal, okay? But when he came back to it, he had to come to himself. The Bible lets you know he had to come to himself. What? He had to get down to the get down. He had to get all the way down. America is going to have to go through that before she humble herself before God. Why? Because she's so lifted in pride, it's ridiculous. America got her chest stuck out, her chin in the air, and when God's speaking, she is holding her head, quote, above his words, okay? She thinking above him. Well, guess what? I hate to say it. She's going to come down. And she's not going to be totally, completely removed, because I want you to understand, America is a choice land above all lands in the sight of God. But what he going to have to do is he going to have to cleanse this land. Glory to God. Did you hear what I said? He's going to end up cleansing this land, okay? He's going to have a people that's going to train their children in the way of the Lord. He's going to have that. But see, for right now, we're suffering, and we're going to reap. We're going to see the reaping from what we sow, and that's disobedience to God concerning our kids. Oh, we think we've seen it all. We ain't seen nothing yet. Remember they used to do this stuff on, what was it on the TikTok or whatever? They had this game where they played where, and look at who was doing it. Young folks, teenagers. Remember when they would go up to somebody else, pow, just punch it. And they would kick it in the laugh, and I was like, it was something. So you got to understand, this stuff originated from somewhere. It's just like this young person now that did the killing. You got to go back to the root. What door was open that this evil was able to take over him to lead him to do this? You got to go back to that, people. Now, hopefully on part 2, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, one of these open doors, okay? But you got to go back to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to go back to that. What was one of the open doors that this evil was enabled to take hold of this 18-year-old. Now, some of you probably just disregarded what I said and probably said to yourself, oh, man, this man just ranting and raving. That's all he's doing. Well, I want you to understand that the Lord is having me to warn you, okay? Now, you can reject it. You can put your finger in your ears. You can even say, oh, man, this man is just crazy. You can say, hey, something wrong with him, and you can go click. That's your preference. That's you. The only thing I want you to know is the seed been planted, and these words is going to judge you. The word of the Lord is going to judge you. But rest assured, you don't heed the word of God, you are going to see it personally, people, in your own life with your own kids. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You're going to see it. And it, like I said, it ain't over with. We're going to see some more of this. It's going to be the young people. Yeah, of course, you're going to have the older folks do their stuff, but get ready to put your hand over your mouth. Because the stuff that you finna see finna happen, when you find out how old the kid is that gonna be doing it, you're gonna be like, oh, you had to put your hand over your mouth. People might tell you something, close your mouth. You're gonna be in shock. America is reaping. She's reaping from sowing disobedience. She rejected the law of God concerning raising our kids in the admonition of the Lord. That's what we are told in the book of Ephesians, in the admonition of the word Lord, in the direction of the Lord. We told the Lord, no. We're going to raise them up in our own admonition. We got surgeon generals and experts and professionals. You know, we like using titles like that. Oh, man, we love to say this is so-and-so, expert and so-and-so or professional. We love those titles. We'll slang those titles in a minute. We'll put them titles in the beginning of our, in the front of our name. I'm so-and-so. And, yo, we love those titles. We think the titles make us. A title don't keep you from making a mistake, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. And if you don't believe me, ask some of these doctors who've been sued for malpractice, okay? You think when they was in court, they said, oh, wait a minute, you're a doctor so-and-so. Oh, we can't sue him. He's a doctor. No, okay? None of that. Lord help us. We in bad shape. And to those of you that's listening to this broadcast in other countries, and you're going, yeah, that's America. Boy, they messed up. Oh, remember, the Lord said, hearken ye nations. So America is not the only nation that God expects to fall in line with him. So this also go to you too. Okay? So if you sit up there, hey, you rejected the law and the word of God concerning the raising of your kids, guess what? If you ain't seen it already, hold on, it's coming. Now, some of you said, wait a minute, now, there you go. You're always speaking Mr. Doomsday, Brother Nate. No, I'm speaking Mr. Truth Day. Okay, this is a truth day, the truth day of the Lord. And I'm telling you that America, along with these other nations, are reaping concerning our young kids because we have rejected the law of God concerning raising our children. Okay? Man, this is an 18-year-old that did this, people. In his mind, he shot 13. You think all that ammunition he was coming with, he was just planning just to shoot 13? No. And actually, no doubt, till he just surrendered, he may have also been getting ready for the encounter with the police. My Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's look at the Old Testament right quick. This might be the last scripture. Let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 4. Yeah, Hosea's in the Bible. Some of you are like, what is that? Is that in the Bible? Yeah, it's in the Bible. I don't want to say something that kind of looking kind of rough there. You going, you know, kind of wondering, hey, you being in your Bible, got to be real about it now. You know, some of you be told, certain books in the Bible, and you have this funny look on your face like, really, is that in the Bible? Yeah, it's in the Bible. They're just telling that you ain't been reading the Bible. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Now, look at this. Listen, really clue into this verse here. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord said. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Stop there for a minute. Rejected knowledge. When you don't, first of all, when you don't study the Bible, which contains the word of God in it, you know what you're doing. You are rejected knowledge, because the word of God shows you the know-how. The know-how in dealing with raising our kids, the know-how in the walk according to the way that's pleasing to the Lord. It gives you the know-how. When you refuse to go into the Bible, when you refuse the word of God, you are plainly and bluntly rejecting knowledge. Okay? Hallelujah. And he said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? Because they have rejected knowledge. Not because God wouldn't give it. He already given it, people, in his word. He's given the knowledge. He's given the know-how. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look what else he said. I will also reject thee. Uh-oh. Man, let me tell you something. I'd rather be rejected by you than be rejected by God. See, if I be rejected by you, I still got a chance. Okay. I can still survive, live, you know, whatever. But if I'm rejected by God, people, he's the highest you can go, okay? If I'm rejected by him, who can help me, okay? I ask that question. Who can help me? Elijah Muhammad can't do nothing for me. Harry Krishna, Charles A. Russell, none of them folks. They can't do nothing for me if I'm rejected by God. Then he goes on to say, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Now listen to this. I will also forget thy children. Whoa. Uh-oh. Oh, man, you finna mess everybody up. Yeah, mom. Yeah, dad. You that don't want to give in and be obedient to the commandments of God and raising the kids in the way God said it, well, you finna mess everybody up. But why? Because now you finna affect your children. When God said, I will also forget your children. Why? Because they connected to you. Amen. Don't you know that, daddies, listen for a minute here. I only got but a few minutes here. Don't you know you can do stuff to affect your whole household? What if you the one bringing in the money in the household, your wife, she's doing the chores and doing stuff at home and raising the kids, and you decide to gamble all your money, and y'all got bills, light bill, gas bill, what's going to happen? Click, click. Light going off, gas going off, you know, because what? Because you decide to squander the money. There's other things that you can do. You can get into evil wickedness and magic and all that and cause a curse to come on your family because they are connected to you, okay? And the Lord says, seeing that you have forgotten the law of thy God, he said, I will also forget your children. See, we expect God just to do for us when we reject him. You know what? Understand this. Hear these words clearly. I hope your ears are open because I got to say this, and I want to say this straight to you. The Lord Jesus is not a dummy. He ain't a dummy. He ain't the little thing that you see the man will hold in his lap. You know, he ain't a dummy. He's a being, he's for real, and he's way smarter than me and you. And many of us got this mindset that we can reject Jesus, but okay, Jesus, you still supposed to do for us. Well, you're thinking that way, hold on, because reality check is coming real soon. Praise be to God. So I want to get ready to go to prayer as I close off this broadcast. Father, I thank you for the blessed word of God today. I thank you for your spirit, and I thank you, Lord, for blessing me to deliver this message. I pray that you will water the seed that I've sown and that it will bring forth the increase for your glory. So, Father, we magnify you. We lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Well, thank God for the opportunity to come forth for you with this broadcast. Lord, say the same. I will be back with part two of the Buffalo shooting. Look for the advertisement. So, once again, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ Eliza the Message on a broadcast entitled Jesus the Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.